For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The man suspected of killing a Newman, California police officer during a routine traffic stop this week is now in custody, along with five others suspected of trying to protect him. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says the suspect is in the country illegally, and the county's sanctuary status prevented them from communicating with federal officials.
When you tie our hands and don't allow us to work with our federal partners and communicate with our federal partners about people that commit crimes and who are in this country illegally, we're going to have incidents like this, not just on police officers, but on the public that we serve and protect.
He believes they caught the suspect as he was attempting to flee back to Mexico. Still no deal in sight on Capitol Hill to stop the partial government shutdown. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi spotted vacationing at a resort in Hawaii Thursday and again Friday morning. President Trump canceled plans to spend Christmas in Florida and is staying at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The partial government shutdown has affected about a quarter of the government, leaving 800,000 federal workers furloughed or without pay. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer says it's tough to figure out what the president wants.
We're not flailing. We have the votes in the House, in my opinion, and they obviously had the unanimous vote in the Senate on a proposal that Mitch McConnell put forward. It's a shame that it wasn't put on the floor. If so, the government would be open. Of course, that accepts the premise that the president would have done what he told the Senate he was prepared to do, but he changed his mind.
Democrat Hoyer says January 3rd he'll put a Republican bill on the floor of the Senate to open the government. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, along with other area officials, speak with reporters about safety and security preparedness for New Year's Eve celebrations in the Big Apple.
NYPD has done an outstanding job year after year keeping the event safe and orderly, and that's what we expect again this New Year's Eve. The ability of NYPD to prepare for such a thing is legendary for such a great event.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Bree Payton, a writer for the conservative news site The Federalist and a frequent guest on the Fox News Channel and other media outlets, has died suddenly at the age of 26. She'd been battling swine flu and possibly meningitis. 2019 could be a great year for space exploration. USA Radio Network's Tim Burke has that story.
As we move forward into 2019, one of the things many people are keeping their eye on is space travel. Back in August, President Trump discussed the possibility of establishing a space force under the larger Department of Air and Space Force. Jim Cantrell is the CEO of Vector, which deals with space travel. Cantrell tells Fox News he's not a big fan of Space Force.
Yeah, so I'm generally against it, just based on the argument of smaller government being better. Mm-hmm. And it's not really necessary because this idea of warfare in space is already taken into account with Pentagon war planning. Just recently, the Space Command was reinstituted, which would be a combatant command that would use the military forces in the case of us being attacked.
So the Air Force could do all of this for you?
It already does.
It does, okay.
Although Cantrell also says...
No, I applaud the president for putting focus on space because it's our next economy in the United States. Right now it's about $500 billion. It'll be $2 trillion within about 10 years. And frankly, our military relies on space assets in such a way that if our adversaries attacked it, it would cripple us. We rely on these things for both our economy and our military forces. And who would have thunk, 30 years ago that GPS would be in all our phones that we carry in our pocket.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.